课堂听 class.com。
Lesson 50. Terrific!
知道国家队的主力选手将参加这场比赛，你高兴地说，太棒了。
Terrific! Terrific!
朋友们问你拉萨之行感觉如何，你高兴地回答说，妙极了。
It's terrific! It's terrific!
赛车手飙车的速度令人瞠目结舌，你不可置信地说，多惊人的速度呀。
What a terrific speed. What a terrific speed.
红霞西落，白杨满坡，你面对草原的美景，感叹道，景色美极了。
The view's terrific. The view's terrific.
玛丽出色地完成了任务，你称赞她说，你做得好极了。
You did a terrific job. You did a terrific job. Lesson 51. I have no idea.
同事问你经理下一步的计划，你摇摇头回答说，我不知道。
I have no idea.I have no idea.
麦克查办的那件经济案件错综复杂，你见到他就问，有头绪吗？
Got any idea? Got any idea?
你很想知道好友对这件事的看法，就问他，你有什么想法？
What's your idea? What's your idea?
安妮提议周末去郊外宿营，你赞同地说，这是个好主意。
Good idea. Good idea.
你突然间想到了问题的解决办法，就兴奋地叫起来，我有个主意。
I've had an idea. I've had an idea. Lesson 52. Certainly.
贝蒂问你是否可以帮他一个忙，你热情地回应说，当然可以。
Certainly, certainly.
莉莉不知可否加入你们的谈话，你热情地说，哦，当然可以。
Oh, certainly. Oh, certainly.
你认为鲍勃这样处理事情不妥，就断然否决说，不行。
Certainly not. Certainly not.
你一看笔记就知道不是自己写的，你坚持说，这肯定不是我写的字儿。
Certainly not my handwriting. Certainly not my handwriting.
珍妮不敢相信自己的选择是正确的，你肯定她说，你当然是对的。
Certainly you're right. Certainly you're right. Lesson 53. Dead tired.
搬了一天家，累得你手脚发软，你有气无力地说，累死我了。
Dead tired. Dead tired.
健身运动累得你上气不接下气，你气喘吁吁地说，太累了。
Too tired. Too tired.
妹妹请你帮忙做点事，而你很疲倦，就回绝她说，不好意思，我累了。
Sorry, I'm tired. Sorry, I'm tired.
连续工作三个小时使你有些累了，你说，我现在有点疲倦。
A little tired now. A little tired now.
约翰又讲起那些陈年往事，你不耐烦地对他说，你的话我都听腻了。
I'm tired of your conversation. I'm tired of your conversation. Lesson 54. Enjoy yourself.
同事要去海边旅行，你羡慕地对他说，祝你玩得开心。
Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself.
在用丰盛的菜肴招待朋友们时，你热情地说，请好好享受餐点吧。
Enjoy your dinner, please. Enjoy your dinner, please.
因为停电，你没能看成这部电影。你沮丧地说，我觉得很扫兴。
I didn't enjoy it. I didn't enjoy it.
汤姆要去外地拜访老友，临别时你对他说，祝你旅途愉快。
Enjoy your trip. Enjoy your trip.
你对自己的工作很感兴趣，你常常说，我喜爱我的工作。
I enjoy my job a lot. I enjoy my job a lot. Lesson 55. Go!
大家都做好了出发的准备，于是你一声令下说，出发。
Go, go.
前方的障碍物已经被清除掉了，于是你下指令说，前进。
Go ahead, go ahead.
詹姆斯的话只讲到一半，你还想继续听，就提醒他道，说下去。
Go on, go on.
你还在生亨利的气，你想自己静一静，就对他说，走开。
Go away, go away.
看到珍妮穿好大衣后，你拿起包说，咱们走吧。
Let's go, let's go. Lesson 56. Come on.
乔治不答应你的要求，你再三请求他说，拜托了。
Come on.Come on.
你向邻居家的小宝宝招招手，亲切地对他说，到这边来。
Come here. Come here.
妈妈又在催你下楼去吃晚饭，你回应说，我马上就来。
I'm coming. I'm coming.
梅森的玩笑开得很过分，你不高兴地对他说，别胡闹了。
Come off it. Come off it.
看到杰克一副欲言又止的样子，你鼓励他说，有话就直说吧。
Come to the point. Come to the point. Lesson 57. Miss you so much.
恋人出差已经一个星期了，你打电话给他说，我很想念你。
Miss you so much. Miss you so much.
朋友要出国留学，你依依不舍地对他说，我会非常想你的。
I'll miss you very much. I'll miss you very much.
妹妹耽误了报考歌舞团的时间，你替她惋惜说，你错过了一个机会。
You missed a chance.You missed a chance.
布朗来中国一年了，你不知道他是否思念亲人，就问他，你想家吗？
Do you miss your family? Do you miss your family?
玛丽的房子就在大路旁，你肯定的对头次拜访她的朋友说，你不会错过的。
You can't miss it. You can't miss it. Lesson 58. For me?
男友递过来一条漂亮的项链，你惊奇地问他，这是给我的吗？
For me. For me?
在精心准备的烛光晚宴上，你动情地对爱人说，这一切都为了你。
All for you. All for you.
红酒香醇浓郁，你举起杯，微笑着对妻子说，一切为了爱。
All for love. All for love.
你刚刚接到的电话是找 Lucy 的，于是你把听筒递给她说，找你的。
It's for you. It's for you.
眼看就到午休时间了，你决定结束报告会，就说，今天就讲这么多吧。
So much for today. So much for today. Lesson 59. I feel sad.
项目没有谈成，你很惋惜地叹了口气说，我很难过。
I feel sad. I feel sad.
杰克跳槽到别的公司去了，你难过地对他说，你要走了，我很难过。
I'm sad you're leaving. I'm sad you're leaving.
看到朱迪闷闷不乐地坐在那里，你问他，为什么愁容满面的呢？
Why are you so sad? Why are you so sad?
Sally 又挨老板批评了，你看到他伤心的哭泣，就安慰他说，别那么伤心。
Don't be so sad. Don't be so sad.
大卫因为和女朋友分手而伤心欲绝，你对他说，你看起来好悲伤啊。
You look so sad. You look so sad. Lesson 60. Happy?
你想知道这次春游大家是否玩得愉快，就问，玩得开心吗？
Happy. Happy?
和朋友并肩走在乡间的小路上，你陶醉地说，我感觉很幸福。
I'm very happy. I'm very happy.
元旦期间见到亲朋好友，你总是高兴地打招呼说，新年快乐。
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
你将生日礼物递给小薇，笑着对她说，祝你生日快乐。
Happy Birthday to you.Happy birthday to you.
安妮总是活泼开朗，你向朋友们介绍她时说，她是个快乐的姑娘。
She's a happy girl. She's a happy girl. Lesson 61. I'm late.
一看表，上班时间就要到了，你着急地说，我要迟到了。
I'm late.I'm late.
你没能及时赴约，就向朋友道歉说，不好意思，我来晚了。
Sorry for being late. Sorry for being late.
飞机无法正点到达，你通知接机的家人说，飞机晚点了。
The plane is late. The plane is late.
妈妈看不惯你那怪异的流行法式，你向她解释说，这是最新时尚。
It's the latest fashion. It's the latest fashion.
天色渐晚，可朋友还没有要走的意思，你提醒她说，天很晚了。
It's very late. It's very late. Lesson 62. Is it true?
新公布的人事安排太出人意料了。你惊讶地问同事，这是真的吗？
Is it true? Is it true?
你想知道彼得带来的消息是否属实，就急切地问他，消息可靠吗？
Is the news true? Is the news true?
麦克不相信你带来的消息，你再次肯定地说，这是真的。
It's true. It's true.
这件事看起来容易，做起来难。你感叹道，说真的，这并不容易。
True. It's not easy. True. It's not easy.
你很希望了解真实情况，就认真地对医生说，请告诉我实情。
Tell me the truth.Please, tell me the truth, please. Lesson 63. My pleasure.
同事感谢你的帮助，你回应说，我很高兴如此。
My pleasure. My pleasure.
客户很感激你帮他解决了问题，你客气地说，这是我的荣幸。
It's my pleasure.It's my pleasure.
邻居老爷爷很感激你帮他打理花园。你对他说，帮助您是我的快乐。
It's my pleasure to help you. It's my pleasure to help you.
你决定在这件事情上一切听珍妮的安排。你说，悉听尊便。
At your pleasure. At your pleasure.
你请梅西去吃法国料理，点餐时你热情地问他，要吃点什么？
What is your pleasure? What is your pleasure? Lesson 64. Of course.
朋友们夸你厨艺好，你望着美味佳肴，自信地回应说，那当然。
Of course. Of course.
玛丽不知道你是否知道实情，你自信地回答说，我当然知道。
Of course, I know. Of course I know.
安吉不敢确信自己的答案正确，你肯定他说，你当然是对的。
Of course, you're right. Of course you're right.
彼得不确信你会参加马拉松比赛，你认真地说，我当然要去了。
Of course, I'll go. Of course I'll go.
女友问你是不是很爱他，你笑着回答他说，我当然爱你了。
Of course, I love you. Of course, I love you. Lesson 65. Great!
看到巍峨宏伟的长城，你激动万分地说，太壮观了。
Great, great.
弟弟得了一等奖学金，你知道后开心地说，那太棒了。
That's great, that's great.
朋友提议周末去郊外踏青，你高兴地回应说，好主意。
Great idea, great idea.
小妹提议去游乐场，你高兴地说，好，咱们出发吧。
Great, let's go. Great, let's go.
迪尔取得了很好的工作业绩，你赞赏他说，你做得太好了。
You are doing great. You are doing great. Lesson 66. Not necessary.
安妮带的攀岩用具太多了，你指着其中的几件说，这不需要。
Not necessary. Not necessary.
下属问你是否会列席会议，你不置可否地说，如果有必要的话。
If necessary. If necessary.
莉莉最近常常熬夜，你提醒她说，对健康来讲，睡眠是很必要的。
Sleep is necessary to health. Sleep is necessary to health.
这部分零件十分重要，你强调说，这是必不可少的组成部分。
It's a necessary part. It's a necessary part.
年轻人需要好好把握工作机会，你勉励自己说，我必须努力工作。
It's necessary that I work hard. It's necessary that I work hard. Lesson 67. Once more.
罗杰的车技十分精彩，你没看够就请求说，再来一次。
Once more.
你没有看清演示过程，就客气地对讲解员说，请您再来一遍。
Once more, please.
大家没有听明白你提的问题，你只好说，我把问题再重复一遍。
I'll repeat the question once more.
心里想知道你爬过几次雪山，你想了想说，不止一次。
More than once.
好友劝你去寻找新的爱情，你苦涩地说，对我来说，一次就够了。
Once is enough for me. Lesson 68. Come here at once.
除了麦克，谁也修不好那台电脑。你打电话给麦克说，马上来这儿。
Come here at once.
你交代下属一件急等着办的事儿，你叮嘱下属说，立刻就干吧。
Do it at once.
公司有重要的事儿找彼得，你急忙通知出门在外的彼得说，马上回来。
Come back at once.
事不宜迟，应该立刻行动。你急切地对大家说，咱们马上开始吧。
Let's begin at once.
办公楼马上就要停电封楼。你急切地对大家说，咱们必须立即离开。
We must leave at once. Lesson 69. Time's up.
考试结束的铃声响起来了，你向学生们宣布说，时间到了。
Time's up.
你想知道时间却没带手表，就问旁边的人，现在几点了？
What time is it now?
安妮要去参加一个晚会，你笑着对她说，祝你玩得开心。
Have a good time.
朋友约你去打高尔夫球，可你要加班，只好告诉他说，我没时间。
I have no time.
迪尔终于可以上场比赛了，你高兴地对他说，现在你的机会到了。
Now it's your time. Lesson 70. It's time for dinner.
肚子饿得咕咕叫，你看看表说，到该吃饭的时间了。
It's time for dinner.
休息片刻之后，你提醒大家说，该工作了。
It's time for work.
夜已经深了，你提醒孩子们说，该上床去睡觉了。
It's time to go to bed. It's time to go to bed.
连续性的工作使大家有些疲倦。你提议说，应该休息一下。
It's time to have a rest. It's time to have a rest.
再不走就赶不上末班车了。你提醒还在加班的同事说，该走了。
It's time to go. It's time to go. Lesson 71. Anything to drink?
你不知道是否该买些饮料带进电影院，就问珍妮，喝点什么吗？
Anything to drink? Anything to drink?
看到同事兴冲冲地跑进来，你好奇地问道，有什么新闻吗？
Anything new? Anything new?
彼得一直坐在那里发呆，你担心地问他，出了什么事儿了吗？
Anything wrong? Anything wrong?
看到 Vivian 笑个不停，你好奇地问他，有什么有意思的事儿吗？
Anything interesting? Anything interesting?
麦克办完事后还迟迟不走，你好奇地问他，还有其他事儿吗？
Anything else? Anything else? Lesson 72. Absolutely.
同事不知你是否和他想法一致，你点头确定说，当然是。
Absolutely. Absolutely.
下属问你是否满意他的工作，你肯定地说，哦，毫无疑问。
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
你坚决不做违背自己原则的事，你坚定地说，绝对不。
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
有消息说查理要辞职了，你难以置信地说，这绝对不可能。
Absolutely impossible. Absolutely impossible.
珍妮的回答十分完美，你肯定她说，完全正确。
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Lesson 73. Business is business.
朋友求你网开一面，可你公私分明，坚持说公事公办。
Business is business. Business is business.
你不希望别人误会自己与此事有关，就澄清说，这不关我的事儿。
It's none of my business. It's none of my business.
你不喜欢玛丽多管闲事，就不耐烦地对她说，这不关你的事儿。
It's none of your business. It's none of your business.
同事们还沉浸在刚才闲聊的话题中，你提醒大家说，正事要紧。
Business before pleasure. Business before pleasure.
你不太清楚马克为何而来，就问他，你来干什么？
What's your business here? What's your business here?